from frosty to downright frozen. That's how many in Michigan are viewing the announcement by Attorney General Bill Schuette, saying if Governor Snyder wants to appeal a court decision over teacher pay, he's on his own. Schuette says he's sitting this one out. With us now are It's Just Politics team, Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Rick, give us a refresher course, would you? What is this Court of Appeals decision the governor wants to appeal? What's it about?
It's very technical, and it is actually deals with a law that was originally signed by Governor Granholm. And what it did was it basically docked 3% from the paychecks of educators to pay for their health care and retirement. And what the Court of Appeals said was that, well, that it was illegal and that the money needs to be returned, because what they did was they took the money for the benefit but then never promised that the benefit would actually be there. And it was a significant enough problem that Governor Snyder and the legislature went back and fixed it. But the governor still wants to basically hang on to the money because he says that it's necessary to the stability of the retirement system. It's a lot of money. We're talking about $550 million.
Half a billion dollars, yeah.
And Zoe, what is it about Schuette's announcement that's really turning heads?
Exactly. Mouths dropped to the floor. It was the timing. It was the timing, and then where this relationship, as you said, has already been cold, and now it's just getting downright frozen. Basically, what happened yesterday is, you know, this decision came out, and before the governor's office even said whether or not they would appeal, Bill Schuette's office comes out and says, we will not represent the governor. If he does decide to appeal, he's going to have to find someone else. And this just is one more domino in this just sort of relationship that is falling like dominoes.
What was the reaction,
except
Rick, from – oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I've been covering the state capitol for almost 30 years, since 1987. And I can't recall anything like this where an attorney general has said to the governor, the attorney general's main client, that I'm just not with you on this, that if you're going to do it, you're going to have to go it alone. I mean, he will allow for a position of special assistant attorney general for whoever it is the governor is hiring. But he's saying this one's entirely on you. And this has been a back and forth between them for a while. I mean, remember during the same-sex marriage cases, that when the governor decided not to appeal the decision, mm-hmm. that the people who were married in that little window for one day when it was legal before Bill Schuette appealed it, he said that he made the decision on his own without consulting with the attorney general on that. And there's just been sort of this, you know, back and forth between them on things like
well,
this ever since.
We
then.
Just saw the recent business last week about whether the governor's attorneys have been cooperating with the Schuette probe into Flint mm-hmm. water.
Indeed,
another example.
2 weeks ago, Todd Flood saying, you know, we're not getting all of the materials we need, and then Schuette meeting with reporters and basically letting it drop that all of the materials are coming from the governor's administration. Another kind of jab, another poke without giving the Snyder administration a heads up first.
I want to get your thoughts about a couple of the statements that I heard you tell me, Rick Pluta, as I listened to Michigan radio this morning, using that frame, taking this case further is a waste of time and money. Is that an all-out smackdown of the governor from the AG?
It is an all-out smackdown of the governor's legal position, that the attorney general is coming out and saying, look, we don't think we can win this. And also going and you know, making a point of praising teachers and saying that this is not something that they deserve. I mean, it kind of backs him into a corner.
Well, in fact, when he says not fair to teachers to make them wait longer for the money, some love for teachers
yes.
from Lansing?
From Lansing and from Republicans, right? This is pretty fascinating. And I think it tees up to the question that I'm guessing we're going to get to, and that is the governor's race in 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. So you look at, put the political lens in, and we know the
All
attorney
right.
general is a likely candidate for governor. Mm-hmm. Tee it up, Zoe.
Right. And this is one more way of that we've seen Attorney General Bill Schuette starting to try to distance himself. Maybe starting to isn't even fair, but continuing to distance himself from the Snyder administration, creating a difference between the chief executive right now and the work that he's doing, whether it be what he's doing in Flint, whether it's the latest EPA decisions, things that he's saying, here's this line between this Republican governor who we know is unpopular. There have been huge issues, Flint, scandals like Aramark and prison food privatization. But this idea of going, I'm different than this other Republican. Rick?
He has been creating a pretty stark contrast between himself and a currently very unpopular Republican governor. But we can also break it down a little bit more, that teachers, educators are up in arms about the fact that this money is still sitting in an escrow account instead of going back to them.
Right.
And this is thousands of dollars that they would be getting in basically, you know, one check, and they want their money. They're pounding their union to make it happen. They've been calling the attorney general's office saying, come on, cut it out. And keep in mind that if you just look at one of the two major unions, the Michigan Education Association, depending on the year, a quarter to a third of those teachers are, you know, at least somewhat sympathetic to the Republican coalition. Would Bill Schuette win the teachers' union vote in the next gubernatorial election? Probably not, but he could win a pretty good chunk of it, if especially if he is a hero on this particular issue that so many of them are so passionate about.
So using that political lens, might be safe to say no imminent signs of thaw. We can expect the deep freeze
to continue.
Get colder.
It seems like it. Mm-hmm.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, our It's Just Politics team, as always, thanks you two.
Thanks, Cindy.
Always a pleasure.